Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I listen to the people of Iowa and all across America. I sought the nomination of the party of Reagan, the party of Lincoln, that believes in the strength and the goodness of the American people, and that America is and does remain the greatest force for good that the world has ever known. Because we don't believe that government has the answers, the people do. The government should respect the rights and the opportunities of the people to whom we are accountable. Because we believe that government should do its job, enumerated by the Constitution, not our job. It should do it without spending more than what it takes in. Last night, the people of Iowa spoke with a very clear voice, and so I have decided to stand aside.
That's Michelle Bachmann with her announcement. She is ending her presidential campaign. Bachmann, who won the Ames straw poll in Iowa last summer, finished in sixth place on the Tuesday caucus, 5% of the vote. We'll talk about that as the GOP race is front and center in this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a welcome in. Let's get to talk host Vicki McKenna, talking to one of her callers about the way supporters left Bachmann and Perry and Kane and Gingrich.
You know, it's been a while since we've listened to Michelle Bachmann because we litmus tested her out in favor of Rick Perry, who we then litmus tested out in favor of Herman Cain, who had a scandal, who was replaced by Newt Gingrich. Why not go back to Bachmann? You know, so she's gone, and the conservatives are out there saying, well, who's the best person poised to beat Mitt Romney? And, you know, we've cycled in every not Romney, so I guess once we've decided we don't want to consider a candidate, we just look at them once and never look at them again. That's why I'm telling people to look at the date you left on the side of the dance floor, because the pretty girl you decided to pick to dance with, you know, you might just decide that she's only a 10 at 2. You know what I'm saying? Dave and Gurney, welcome to the program.
Yeah, Vicki, it's a shame that she's been passed over. When the House vote was about to happen on the Obamacare, none of our representatives were picking up the phones anymore, and she made a call out to everybody who wanted to stand up for liberty to come to Washington, come to the lawn of the Capitol. I don't know if you remember, I called you from the lawn of the Capitol. I was one person of 50,000 people showing up because she made the call out for people to come and get in the faces of their representatives that refused to listen to our points of view. And she is a true patriot. And what we're going to end up with is a filtered down candidate. And it scares us, the people that showed up that day, because we don't know that a Romney is going to follow through on something that Michelle Bachmann knows that is inherently dangerous to our country.
You know, I want to say something about what she said. So put aside some of the actually very nice rhetoric toward the end of her segment. But she went through a couple of agenda items, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Talked about tax reform. She specifically talked about repealing Dodd-Frank and Obamacare. She talked about tax reform. She talked about energy and tapping into new domestic sources of energy. She talked about our debt. I believe Michelle Bachmann ran for president because she believed she could help.
And she made the point that she wasn't there on her own selfish interests. It was for the interests of the country. And
so she's gone, though. Dave, you know why we kicked her off the island? We told her she was no longer allowed to play the game.
Well, the thing is, maybe she might be picked up as a vice presidential candidate. You never know. But
you never know.
Her kind of rhetoric, her kind of talking, her kind of points that we have to latch onto as a party, or we are going to lose this country. You need somebody who's going to go in there and cut and gut government.
So more on Michelle Bachmann, Iowa, and the presidential race next on the Countdown.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Irritated, itchy skin? Winter means it's time for Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion. Dry, cracked skin? Get the quick fix. Chapped winter skin? Get the lasting fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion with two proven itch fighters for relief that's fast. And healing moisturizers for relief that lasts. Feel it working. Got a patchy skin itch or an eczema itch? Look for the Healing Seal. Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Lotion. This winter, it's the quick fix for almost every itch. Find it in the first aid aisle. Use as directed.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Kenneth Stead, 2nd Infantry Division.
I don't know what has caused this, but this hat, you wear this hat and you be out there and walk the streets, and some people will come up to you and say, thank you for your service. I mean, I've been told this, I don't know how many times, just since I've been here. And we were eating in a restaurant yesterday, and people got up from their table as they were leaving, come over, we thanked us for our service. I've never seen that before. I don't know, again, if it's because of the Afghan war or what's going on, you know, in the world today. It's nice. It's a nice feeling having come up there and tell you that.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Talk radio in review, the GOP contenders. Here's radio man Chad Hartman with one of his callers about Michelle Bachmann's announcement that her campaign is over.
What is the one word to describe the campaign of Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann? It is extraordinarily difficult to run for the presidency and have success. Extraordinarily. We're talking a minuscule amount of our population who has a chance. But let's just be candid here, okay? She wins the Ames straw poll. You may not have heard this, but she was born in the state of Iowa. You may not have heard this, she's from Minnesota. You may not have heard this, but she's against Obamacare.
Wait, now, hey.
You may not have heard this.
Double check.
But she's against Dodd-Frank. You may not have heard this, but she's a social conservative. She had so many advantages built in, many of them created by herself. Some just worked out that way, that mom and dad were there and she was born there, and she finished last, bottom, done. Huntsman doesn't count. He didn't campaign there. He made fun of Iowa. He said, you pick corn there, they pick presidents in New Hampshire. Not going to be him, by the way. So I'm saying failure. I'm saying my word is failure. Let's just be honest. This was a failure. Congresswoman, she at one point captured the imagination of Republican Nation. But when you have all the built-in advantages, there is no way she should have finished last unless they ran a lousy campaign. Lousy campaign, and again at various times was just making stuff up out of whole cloth. So what is the word to describe Michelle Bachman's campaign. Steve, you're on.
Unelectable.
Unelectable?
Definitely.
Well, then how did she win the Amesraw poll? How did she have momentum?
I think they didn't get a chance to see her interviewed enough to understand that she never answers a question. She just turns it into talking points and drives everybody nuts because she won't answer questions.
That's right on. Seriously, that is so right on. Because even the day when it is her bye-bye speech, what did you spend most of the time doing? She talked about Obamacare again. We got it. And there are many people who share her views. But when you're leaving and saying goodbye, at least this part of the campaign, it's just Obamacare. She can't pivot. She can't show her ability comfortably and naturally to handle this question. You're a smart person if you reach this level of success, but sometimes you don't demonstrate it in the public scene on a regular basis, and there were some times when it was you were just shaking your head.
Talk host Elvis Polo here with, again, a conversation about Michelle Bachman ending her campaign and figure out whether Rick Perry might be next.
It's now official. Michelle Bachman has suspended her campaign. She's out. She's quit. She can't go forward. A dismal fifth place in the Iowa caucus last night, so now she's out. She's the first to go. What will Governor Perry of Texas do? Stand by for that. There was a virtual tie in the Iowa caucuses between Romney and Santorum. Romney won, but only by 8 votes. How many votes were cast? 122,000 of a state of 3 million. Well, keep that in perspective. Other big news, though, as of yesterday, was Governor Perry. You know, I don't know about this. And they have to drop out of the race. He hasn't yet. Key word. But here's what the governor had to say.
Many of you have heard this story of us, Nita and I, sitting on the couch and talking about that this wasn't my purpose in life. But our country was in trouble. And it was my duty to serve my country one more time. But with the voters' decision tonight in Iowa, I decided to return to Texas, assess the results of tonight's caucus, determine whether there is a path forward for myself in this race. And with a little prayer and reflection, I'm going to decide the best path forward.
I just got a feeling he's going to suspend himself, you know, and he'll just quit the race. Well, that's just me. Well, we should, what is it, a Wednesday? Yeah, we'll find out by Friday. We should know. Now, by January 21st, that'll be the South Carolina primary, 3 to 4 people will have left the stage, I think. Looks like 2 this week. What about Ron Paul? Well, he came in 3rd. He's happy with it. When he thinks about it at the end of the day, does he see himself in the White House?
When you lay your head down on the pillow at night, do you see yourself in the Oval Office?
Not really.
Wow. Okay. Some are starting to say now that some would be people like Howard Dean and others. They believe Ron Paul's going to run as a third-party candidate. I don't see that happening either. I want to back up for a second here and give you a little factoid about Rick Santorum people may not know. Did you know in his very first career as an attorney, he represented the World Wrestling Federation, arguing that pro wrestling was not a sport and should be exempt from federal steroid regulations? I did not know that. You just tuned in. Michelle Bachman is out of the race for the White House. She finished next to last with only 5% of the Iowa caucus vote. She has suspended her campaign. Who will be next?
More on Iowa and what happened there, and perhaps what will happen next week on Tuesday in New Hampshire, next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand-cranked LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As you know, we focus on talk radio and talk television, certainly in terms of issue-oriented news talk radio, political talk radio. The presidential race is what's on people's mind. Here's Soledad O'Brien talking to Mitt Romney.
What's the strategy now as you move forward? Is it focusing on President Obama, or is it focusing on Rick Santorum, who seems to be the guy with all the momentum at this moment?
Well, I continue to believe the right place to focus is on President Obama. Of course, people are going to ask us about the differences on our positions on issues and backgrounds and so forth, but really, if we talk about what the American people want to hear is how we're going to be different than President Obama when it comes to getting the economy going, preserving America's security abroad, and making sure we rein in the scale of the federal government. So those will be the issues, I think, that really are the focus of the campaign over the next several months.
And very important issues, of course, are conservatives. So when you look at some of the polling, and I'll read to you the Iowa caucus entrance poll from last night, when they asked the question, which is the candidate who can defeat President Obama, if that's the most important issue to you, you're way ahead. 49% of the people voted, picked you, who cared about that issue. But when you ask them, you know, who's a true conservative, let me show you this number, because this is a terrible number for you, sir. You come in at 1%. And if those issues that you just listed are those issues that are important to conservatives, how much trouble are you in on that front?
Well, actually, I lead on polls from those who call themselves conservative. Look at a place like New Hampshire, where my record is understood pretty darn well, because I, of course, came from the state next door. I've got great support from conservatives, from Tea Party members, from evangelicals in New Hampshire. I start off, you may recall also 4 years ago that Mike Huckabee and I were the two conservative alternatives in the race. So I've got conservative credentials, but I'm going to do my very best to communicate my vision for the country going forward, and I think conservatives will rally around that effort.
I noticed last night when you were talking about people moving forward into New Hampshire, you left Newt Gingrich off that list. And when you hear from him, he's very much on the list in his own mind. Sounds like he's going to be on the attack. How worried are you about what Newt Gingrich is going to be doing as he moves forward to New Hampshire as well?
Well, I understand that the speaker is disappointed, and of course he goes on with his campaign, as do others. I think there were three that got a real boost last night, but that doesn't mean the others are gone. They can come back and have a resurgent campaign. And I understand that there'll be a lot of attacks coming my way. That's the nature of this process. But I got broad shoulders, and heck, if you can't handle the attacks at this stage, just wait until the White House and the DNC really launch their attacks. I mean, it's going to be blistering, but fundamentally, we're going to turn back to the president and say, Mr. President, you failed. You failed to get this economy going. That was job one. And I understand the economy. I'm going to make it work for the American people.
John Scott on Fox talking to Steve Busquet from the Tampa Bay Times about Romney, who's already running a lot of ads in Florida.
So Mitt Romney has a lot of money to spend, and he's already spending it in Florida. Why?
Because it's such a big state, John, to get the message out. And as you know, 13 television markets, it costs upwards of $1 million a week to saturate the state with television ads. Now, Romney has spent time here, but he didn't do very well in the straw poll down here a few months ago. Remember, Herman Cain won the Florida poll. So Romney, and we've seen now around the country, Romney's support is soft. So Romney knows that there's a void for another candidate to step into here. There could be. The problem is, for someone like, say, Rick Santorum, it costs so much money to advertise in Florida that it's going to be very difficult for anybody to catch Romney at this point in this state.
But Romney did pretty well last time around in Florida, didn't he?
He did. Just to refresh your viewers' memories, John McCain won the Florida primary in 2008 with 36% of the vote. Mitt Romney had 31% of the vote. And the then popular Governor Charlie Crist made a last-minute endorsement of John McCain, which was very important. The legislature here moved up the primary again. We're number four on the list. You've got New Hampshire, followed by South Carolina, followed by Florida. But we're by far the biggest of those early states that's going to have a say here in who's the Republican nominee.
Well, obviously, the guy that everybody's talking about this morning is Rick Santorum, the former Pennsylvania senator who famously visited all 99 counties in Iowa, spent a long time working on the ground game there, and ultimately it paid off for him last night in that near tie for first place with Romney. But he can't do that in Florida, can he?
No, you can't. And, you know, maybe that's some of the beauty of these early states, because you have a state like Florida, which is a mega state, very different from Iowa or New Hampshire. As you know, we're an amalgamation of all 50 states.
What's next in the presidential race is what's next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip, catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long and scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation. Whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive.
Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Second half hour of this hour in the Talk Radio Review Box, Iowa presidential race. Things are heating up in New Hampshire. His host, Bob Durgin, talking to one of the callers on his program about some of the things that bother her about Mr. Santorum.
Hi, Cheryl.
Just had a comment about Rick Santorum. Saw the caucus last night and was very disturbed by some of the things, the quotes I saw from him on the internet. One of which was that he would not have any problem if states were to outlaw, criminalize sodomy and birth control without interference from the Supreme Court.
Now that's, you're quoting Santorum?
I'm quoting, yes, Santorum from the internet last night. This guy does not want to be president. He wants.
Well, okay, before you go any further, I know he's very, very conservative on those particular issues, but how do we know that he actually said those things? Unless, I mean, what's your source?
Well, it was a quote on the internet from, I can't remember which site it was. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. And he was quoted as saying what again?
That he would not have a problem with state. Well, he was talking about states' rights and how he promotes states' rights.
Mm-hmm.
And that if states were to criminalize sodomy and birth control without interference from the Supreme Court, that he would be fine with that.
I don't believe that. Now, I just can't believe that, because that is so way out there. That is so fringe, it's beyond being fringe. It's a fringe. I don't believe he said that. See, that's why I asked you who the source was. I don't remember him ever saying anything like that. Now, he said some other things that were controversial, no doubt about it. I don't believe he said that, Cheryl. Now, maybe he did, and if he did, I would have huge problems with Rick Santorum, whether he was running for the presidential nomination or not.
Well, so would I, but I don't think he wants to be president. I think he wants to be Pope. I think if he is elected president, we'll be taking our orders from the Vatican. And I'm Catholic. And this is way too far right for me.
Here from MSNBC, Chuck Todd talks to Newt Gingrich about what he said regarding Mr. Romney.
Prompted by an interviewer, you said you agreed with the idea that Mitt Romney was lying. I guess my question is, what's he been lying about?
Well, it's pretty clear. He's not truthful about his record in Massachusetts and his background. He's not truthful about his PAC, which has his staff running it and his millionaire friends donating to it, although in secret. The PAC itself is not truthful in its ads. I mean, one of the ads got four Pinocchios. Now, imagine if we did a countervailing commercial in which somebody's nose kept growing and growing and growing. Four Pinocchios is a lot from the Washington Post. I think that's a fairly accurate summary. Just take the question of track records. I really helped change Washington twice, once with Reagan in the early 80s, once as Speaker of the House working in a bipartisan way with Bill Clinton. Both of them very large changes. Governor Romney largely explains what he couldn't get done in Massachusetts because it was a Democratic state dominated by liberals, so he had to accommodate them. That's his language, not mine. He explains his liberal judges because he had to do it. He explains that he has tax-paid abortions in Romney Care because he had to do it. He doesn't quite explain why he put Planned Parenthood in Romney Care. An agency I would defund because it's the largest abortion provider in the United States. But there are these clear differences, and yet his PAC ran an ad, which I thought was, frankly, worthy of Saturday Night Live, in which he questioned my conservative credentials, despite a lifetime going back to Goldwater and Reagan and my own speakership of consistent conservatism.
If this new tough campaign that you're going to take to Governor Romney doesn't end up helping you, do you hope that the next best thing that it does is that it ends up helping Rick Santorum?
I think Rick Santorum had a great night last night. I think he earned that night. He worked his heart out crisscrossing the state of Iowa. He is a terrific person. Clifton and I are very fond of Rick and Karen and their family, and I have great respect for him. I think what's really striking about last night is that three out of four Republicans once again repudiated Mitt Romney. Here's a guy who has spent millions of dollars, campaigned in Iowa for 5 years, and he has a ceiling of 25%. So when people talk about electability, how can you take seriously somebody who, after that kind of a campaign with that amount of money, just flattens out at about 25%? He'll do better here because this is sort of his home base. New Hampshire is one of his three best states. But even here, I predict you'll see him slide. By the time he gets to South Carolina and Florida, it'll be obvious. This is not a conservative Republican. He is not going to win the nomination, and he is not the most electable candidate. He's simply the guy the news media likes to talk about.
We'll move to Iran when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues next.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-460-4690. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-460-4690. 800-460-4690.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
Make saving more at Rite Aid your best resolution yet. Now through January 28th, you can earn a $20 plus up reward when you spend $100 or more on select products with your Wellness Plus card. Just look for the buy and save symbol on participating products throughout the store and circular. Start the year off with better savings at Rite Aid. Resolution rewards is another way Wellness Plus saves you more. In-store purchase with Wellness Plus card only. Plus up will be printed on receipt in most markets for use on your next purchase when qualifying threshold is met. Plus up expires February 11th, 2012.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long and scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
Getting away from politics and figuring out what's going on in Iran, from Fox reporter Jenna Lee talks to former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton about the mounting tensions with Iran and what he thinks ought to be done.
We have some new concerns about mounting tensions in the Middle East between our country and Iran. Reports just in that a top Iranian naval commander announcing plans to expand naval war drills next year. This is after the conclusion of those war games that were happening near the Strait of Hormuz over the last week and a half or so. That strait is the strategic gateway for a major portion of the world's oil supply. Also in recent days, we've seen missile tests, blunt warnings directed at the United States Navy, an acceleration of the country's nuclear program in Iran. And this is all happening as the president signed a bill over the weekend imposing potentially crippling new sanctions on Iran's central bank. Where is this going? That's one of the big questions for 2012. Joining us now, former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., John Bolton, also a Fox News contributor. What do you see for 2012 as far as our relationship with Iran?
Well, I think this could be a critical year. You know, Defense Secretary Panetta said just last month that Iran could be within a year of getting a nuclear weapon, and that may be an optimistic assessment. So a lot rides on what happens, how they behave, what Israel may do militarily, and I think that's very much on the minds of the regime in Tehran.
What's the tipping point, you think, that you're looking for?
Well, I think Israel's got to make a decision very, very shortly whether they're going to use military force preemptively against that nuclear weapons program, because if they don't, the odds-on outcome is that in a very short period of time, Iran will have nuclear weapons. So if you don't like the kind of threats you're hearing now, imagine how much more profoundly dangerous they could be once Iran gets nuclear weapons.
A scary thought. A scary thought for all of us to think about as we head into a brand new year. But why Israel? Isn't the nuclear ambitions and the nuclear projects that are happening in Iran enough for us to also get involved militarily? Isn't that enough for a preemptive strike on our own behalf?
Absolutely. This is not an Israel problem. This really is a global problem, since Iran's propensity to aid terrorism financially and through weapons around the world makes it one of the most important state sponsors of terrorism. But I think the odds are, under President Obama, the chances of a U.S. military strike against Iran are about as close to absolute zero as you can imagine. That's why the spotlight is on Israel. The administration seems to think economic sanctions will work. They haven't worked for the last 10 years, and even these new sanctions, no indication they will work either.
National security expert K.T. McFarland talks to Taco's Ro Khan and Richard Roper about the new threats from Iran.
In the last month, several things have happened. The Brits, about 3 weeks ago, passed legislation to impose really strict sanctions on the Central Bank of Iran. Obama signed the bill over the weekend, and now Obama's got some latitude on how he enforces it. The European Union's about to go ahead and do the same.
Now, we've talked to you about this before, these sanctions, because Mark Kirk was on the show about 4 weeks ago, and he was really pushing for these sanctions. He thinks that this is a really good idea, because you even though Iran's got all this oil to sell, you can destabilize their bank so that they even though they sell the oil, it's not helpful to them, essentially.
Yeah, and I was initially skeptical of it, but I'm now a believer. And what it effectively does is it puts a blockade around Iranian oil. Now, it doesn't put a blockade with gunships. It puts a blockade with the banking system, and it means that Iran's oil doesn't get to market. Now, what does that do to Iran? it collapses their economy because 80% of their revenues are from their oil exports. And without those oil with the revenues, then they don't have the money to subsidize the food, housing, gasoline that they do on a regular basis for their population. So it's a high-stakes poker game, and the downside of it is that it will temporarily push oil prices higher as the Iranian oil doesn't get to market. But what it does do, I think, is causes the Iranian regime to teeter, if not collapse, in the next several months. Now, and to our advantage, the Saudis and other countries have said they will produce and pump more oil to compensate for any loss of Iranian oil. But what the Iranians have done is they said, you want to blockade our oil, we'll give you a blockade. We'll show you that we know how to shut down the Strait of Hormuz. And that's what they've done for the last 10 days. They've had naval exercises around the world's major oil choke point. And if they were to shut down the Strait of Hormuz, and think it's a very narrow waterway. It's about 17 miles wide, and it's rocky, and there are little islands there. So there's really only a 2-mile in and a 2-mile out lane. And the Iranians have said, we're going to shut those down. And that means nobody's oil in the Middle East gets to market.
Right. The Saudis.
Saudi oil, Iranian, Iraq, Kuwaiti, United Arab Emirates. Is it a real threat? Yes, it is. But they can't do it for long because the U.S. Fifth Fleet is right there, as you've just pointed out. That's the USS Johnston, the aircraft carrier. So whatever they try to do, lay mines, sink a super tanker, harass ships, we can undo what they've done. We can undo it very quickly. But I think, why have they timed this thing now? Why have the Iranians just yesterday said that, oh, if the U.S. aircraft carrier comes back, it's going to be in big trouble? I think the Iranians are trying to send a message to President Obama. They think he's weak. They think he'll back down. Remember, he came into office saying that he wanted to negotiate with the Iranians. And about 7 or 8 times he extended the hand of friendship. Every single time he did, they slapped it back in his face.
Yeah.
So I think they've concluded that he's a weak leader, and if they make these threats, then Obama, who has a lot of latitude in how to enforce these sanctions, you know, they're trying to scare him into not doing anything.
Here's a talk radio person named Pat Campbell talking to Seth Cropsey, former Deputy Undersecretary of the Navy under Reagan and Bush, about how seriously we ought to take the Iranian situation.
Especially places like Drudge, when they're reporting on, you know, the saber rattling by Iran. They put up pictures of U.S. battleships, cruisers, or aircraft carriers that subconsciously leave the impression that Iran's got that kind of a navy. What exactly are their naval capabilities? What does Iran have, and how seriously should we take these threats?
Iran has a small number of submarines, diesel submarines, some frigate size, almost reaching destroyer size, surface ships. It's got a lot of small boats which have trained in swarming tactics, so they come from different sides at different speeds, and I assume that they're suicidal.
Uh-huh.
They have shore-based, they have aircraft that are based on land that can assist. So if you put all those things together, it would be a problem for any U.S. naval commander at sea, but by no means an insurmountable one. And if anyone thinks that their naval power equals ours on the basis of the photographs that you mentioned, they're mistaken.
Well, we haven't talked about the protesters for a while, so let's bring that one up next on the Talk Radio Review.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family.
peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio and the Occupy Wall Street protesters. Yes, they're not going away. Here's host Carl Wolfson with David Goodner from the Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement, one of the organizations trying to get money out of the presidential race, about the protesters during the caucuses this week.
What Occupy protests occurred last night?
Well, there wasn't a whole lot of movement on the streets last night, but what we saw in the Iowa caucuses was Mitt Romney dumping in millions of dollars at the last second and using a super PAC that outspent his own campaign 2-1 to eke out a narrow victory over the conservative Christian candidate Rick Santorum.
You know, I mentioned on the show earlier today, Newt Gingrich was obviously grousing about this. He said that he'd been Romney-boated and decried all the money of the super PAC. And, you know, Tim Pawlenty earlier in the year when he pulled out said he didn't have the money to go forward. Why don't these candidates like Newt Gingrich and Tim Pawlenty embrace a different model while we have public financing of campaigns?
I think that would be a great idea. I'm not sure why they won't. I think it's because they're so beholden to corporate interest groups as it is that they couldn't even dream of giving up the traditional form of politics where you have to buy your votes.
Right. Give us an idea, a sense, David, of what it was like on the ground with all these TV ads. You mentioned Mitt Romney's super PAC flooding the airwaves there. I mean, it just gets saturated to the point where people can't even think, I would think.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm 30 years old and I've lived in Iowa my whole life and I've never ever seen anything like what happened this campaign cycle. 2010, Citizens United opened the floodgates to corporate money, and in a state like Iowa where traditionally politics is up close and personal, it's completely changed the way campaigns are run here in Iowa. In the last month alone, in the few weeks before the close of the Iowa caucus, the super PACs and the campaign spent more than $12 million just in the last closing weeks. And through it all, they spent more than $200 for every single vote that was cast last night. I mean, it's really out of control, and it's a shadow winter run here and out of the rest of the country.
Yeah.
Talk host Chip Franklin here with Occupy protesters on his mind and wondering out loud whether they inspired some of the fires that have taken place in L.A.
When you look at Occupy Wall Street and what they've started across this country, what positive thing came out of that? I mentioned this early on. I heard people talking about maybe changes in the way we viewed bailouts in banks in American dollars, and everything from quantitative easing to runaway inflation. But the real message there was about just destruction of good things we have in this country. Did you hear anybody on any of the major networks or local networks stand up to Occupy Wall Street? I mean, it's true. You know, I'm on TV occasionally, and if I'm not on Fox, they censor what I say. The truth is that the people that were behind Occupy Wall Street are a subversive part of this country that is something that needs to be addressed throughout the media and in every school. You won the freaking lottery. You smart-ass punk. You trustafarian, living off mommy and daddy's money with your iPhones. You know, probably the greatest irony of Occupy Wall Street was watching them smoke cigarettes. What is the most evil corporation we have in this country, if it's not Philip Morris, Altria? What's the other one? Those are two, right? Altria?
No, same company.
Same company? What's the third company? There's a third tobacco company. A second tobacco. I'm pulling a blank. The point is that when you're smoking your cigarettes and using your iPhones and criticizing this country, you give impetus to people like Harry Burkhardt. I don't know if this will ever pan out, but I got to guarantee you that Harry Burkhardt saw Occupy Wall Street, saw Occupy L.A. How could you miss it? How could you not miss watching these Americans sit around and blaspheme about blasphemize?
Blaspheme.
So what made him do it? I don't know. We don't know. R.G. Reynolds, thank you. That was the other tobacco company. Anyway, so the four-day nightmare is over, maybe. But what has Occupy Wall Street set into motion in the way young people view this country? I'm encouraged by my son, Alex. Alex goes to San Francisco State University. And when they blocked the business school there, he unblocked it. He went right to Rome, and he was proud. Now, Alex is a big kid. He's 6'3", probably 210. So he's big. He's big. He can pull it off. But a lot of people couldn't get through the business classes. A lot of people couldn't get to school. They were intimidated. You know, the pepper spray that took place at UC Davis? Those people were not just people sitting down and letting... I mean, that was a raucous crowd. This is the future. If we don't stand up for ourselves and what we believe in.
Hear ye, hear ye. Check out the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com.
Hi, it's M.